Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. The consequences of discrimination against marginalized groups within the healthcare system can have significant and severe implications. This issue is particularly prevalent within LGBTQ+ communities, where the challenges and shortcomings in healthcare have been widely acknowledged by activists. There has been a persistent and detrimental bias, leading to inadequate access to healthcare services, treatment, and ultimately, unfavorable health outcomes for individuals within these communities. There is an additional aspect of this issue that necessitates attention. It pertains to a matter that directly and immediately impacts the well-being and welfare of a substantial number of individuals, a deficiency in information. In numerous instances, LGBTQ+ Americans have developed reservations regarding the reliability of conventional sources of health-related information. Additionally, they have encountered difficulties in obtaining the necessary information from these sources upon requesting it. A study has revealed that there exists a wealth of evidence documenting the encounters of LGBTQ+ individuals with heterosexism, homophobia, overt discrimination, and pathologization within the healthcare domain. These experiences have proven to be obstacles for LGBTQ+ individuals seeking health information from medical professionals. This issue is not limited to medical practices alone, but extends to various organizations, including government health agencies, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies. Our recent survey delved into this matter and revealed that LGBTQ+ individuals are considerably more prone to falling ill due to insufficient access to information. Among the LGBTQ+ respondents, a significant 27% reported falling sick in the past 12 to 18 months as a result of lacking the necessary knowledge to make informed decisions about their health. In comparison, 18% of non-LGBTQ+ respondents expressed the same experience. To clarify, it is evident that LGBTQ+ individuals are actively engaging in the pursuit of health-related knowledge. However, the resources they rely on often lack the necessary accuracy, relevance, and inclusivity required for their needs. Our analysis focused on the sources that LGBTQ+ Americans consult when seeking health information. Similar to Black Americans, LGBTQ+ individuals have identified specific sources that they trust, which we refer to as their chosen circles. Two specific findings from our research were particularly noteworthy. In our survey, the results revealed that 41% of LGBTQ+ participants acquire health information from TikTok, which is approximately twice the percentage compared to non-LGBTQ+ participants at 21%. The media has extensively covered the significance of TikTok in connecting with LGBTQ+ individuals, specifically among younger generations. The San Francisco Chronicle podcast, Fifth and Mission, refers to this social media platform as a crucial support system for LGBTQ+ youth. Mashable also reported that, as per the Trevor Project, TikTok is perceived as the safest and most comfortable online space for LGBTQ+ youth of color. The inclination of LGBTQ+ communities to actively seek health-related content on TikTok offers a favorable prospect for health agencies and organizations. It is incumbent upon them to enhance their presence on this platform by ensuring the availability of informative videos that offer precise and beneficial information across a diverse array of health subjects. It is imperative for them to collaborate with renowned influencers on the platform in order to effectively disseminate significant health information to the LGBTQ+ community. According to our survey, a substantial 36% of LGBTQ+ participants consider online influencers they follow as a crucial source of health information, indicating their influence. Moreover, they actively engage in sharing health-related content. More than a third express their willingness to share personal health information or repost health content from external sources on social media platforms. Therefore, these platforms have the potential to significantly contribute to enhancing health outcomes. According to our survey, a significant proportion, 28%, of LGBTQ+ individuals seek support from mental health therapists and counselors when making health-related decisions. Conversely, this percentage is lower among non-LGBTQ+ Americans. This presents an opportunity for health-focused agencies and organizations to collaborate with therapy and counseling providers within the LGBTQ+ community, ensuring they receive up-to-date and relevant information concerning various health issues. Consequently, these agencies and organizations can effectively reach individuals in need. Furthermore, our survey reveals that LGBTQ+ Americans seek representation and demand information tailored to their unique experiences and challenges. They also expect health information providers to demonstrate an understanding of the diverse LGBTQ+ communities, encompassing different races, religions, and gender identities. Recognizing the urgency for change, health agencies and organizations can drive genuine transformation by actively listening to, learning from, and partnering with members of the LGBTQ+ community. Through this collaborative approach, they can empower individuals with the knowledge necessary to lead healthier lives. It's time to finish. Please, share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe for new episodes. All listeners are important to me, and I appreciate your interest and time. The next episode will cover a very hot topic, I swear. Good luck, guys, and take care. Bye-bye.